B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Emma, how can we help you?
So I met this guy like a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he just...
How did you meet this guy a little while ago?
We met on this site. It's like an STD site.
What?
STD?
Yeah. So they have these sites. It's sort of like they help you to meet people and like you're all on the same page. So it's not like...
There are dating sites specifically for people that have STDs. I learned about that on one of the Facebook groups that I'm in.
So you have something and you're getting with somebody else who, you know, they know what you have and they have it too, that type of thing?
Yeah, so it's like kind of out in the open, you know what I mean? Like you're not trying to hide anything.
Yeah, so what did... I mean,
okay. You're gonna get personal.
They met on a site for people with STDs. What was your STD of choice?
I don't know if I want to disclose that.
I mean, is it something like low level, a little higher? Maybe like
okay.
Maybe something
she
like HPV.
She doesn't want to talk about it.
Some herpes, gonorrhea.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Chlamydia.
Yeah, it's more like low level. It's not like you know a huge issue or anything.
Now, what about him?
Yeah, similar.
Yeah. Crabs?
Ramiro!
Crab?
Oh, Lord. Move on.
I had a friend who had crabs. He said they literally looked like little crabs.
Oh, yeah. Ew!
Don't ever tell me which friend.
It's too sure early for this. Well,
it tells you know
don't
him.
Ever tell
you know
me. I don't want to know.
What's up, Justin?
Is it right, fatty? Anyway.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right, go ahead. So you guys met on the STD side. Go ahead.
Yeah, so he's really cool. Like, Gene is, like, a cool dude. Like, we've hung out a few times. Like, we just get along really well. I've made him some food. Like, everything's going, like, super well. And then, like, recently I've been hitting him up, and, like, he just hasn't been returning my call. So, like, I don't know what is up, but I just want you guys to, like, call him and find out.
Well, listen, we're going to call this gentleman next, and then we'll see if we can get you guys back together.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Emma. Nice girl. She met Gene through a dating site for people with STDs. So that way they get together. Melissa, have you been on this site?
Okay, why would you ask me that first up? The answer is no. I do not have an STD.
Well, you've tried everything else.
I'm just no. I listen.
Well, hold on. Emma, do you need to actually have one?
Oh, here we go.
To be on the site.
Like, well, it could be acceptance.
Yeah, could it be like, I don't have one, but I'm willing to date some? Because that could open up a whole new pool for you, Melissa.
Ramiro, I think I'm good.
You think you're good?
I appreciate it. I think I'm good.
All right, well, listen. Well, after we get done with trying to call this guy, we'll just have you pass the information on to Melissa.
Okay.
You know, off air.
Let's call him, please.
All right. Emma, are you there still?
I'm still here.
All right. Stay quiet, ma'am. We're going to call Gene now. Hang on.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Is this Gene?
Yeah, who's this?
Gene, okay, sorry for waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And we're calling you because, well, just listen. I know it sounds weird, but this is a good thing. Somebody gave us your number to call you because they like you and they want to go on a date with you, okay? It's a female that you know, so I'm going to tell you her name. But first, let me tell you what we're offering. Basically, if you say yes to a date with her, we'll pay for wherever you want to go. Like, you pick the restaurant, you pick whenever you're free, and we'll pay for everything. You eat and drink your ass off if you want. And, you know, just to see if you guys click, because she thinks that you guys have a connection. So does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds real good. But I ain't
got to
work for it.
Now he's awake. No, all you got to do, I'm going to tell you her name, and you say yes or no. That's basically it.
All right.
Her name is Emma. You already went out with her before. And
oh,
she...
man.
He didn't say no.
He didn't say no.
Okay. Yeah. So Emma was, she told us how you guys met. She said you went on a great date. She's confused because she feels as if you had a good connection and you're not calling her back.
She's confused. I'm confused. Bitch trying to kill me.
How'd she try to kill you?
Look. She's a cool chick, but she keeps trying to feed me into a slow death, man. She's into
what?
Culinary school, baking, and learning how to make sweet, which is good for most people. But she keeps feeding me all this sweet shit, and I got diabetes, man.
What?
Yes. And I told her this.
But why can't you just say no, Gene? I don't understand.
Oh, no. I do say no. But then she gives me guilt trips because she, like, needs to try it on somebody. And, like, it's her best dessert. And, like, you need to support me. It's that support shit. And the last time, like, I honestly thought I was going to die. I started hyperventilating after she ate. She brought some cookies over, and I only ate some shit because she was guilt tripping me. And then she left, and I started blacking out. Like, it's scary.
Maybe you should.
And I love how we're just laughing at his expense.
Yeah, well, he's still alive. Maybe you should
Oh, my God.
You know what? How about this? I'm going to help you out. Emma happens to be on the phone right now, and you can explain this to her in a nice way. Emma.
Those were the best freaking buttercream cookies I'd ever made. I just wanted you to have a bite. Like, I didn't know you were going to black out and
Emma, you made me eat like five of them. It's not cute anymore. It's life-threatening.
Don't you have a pen you can just, like, stab in your thigh or something?
Bitch, no!
I mean, I can, like, try to use other flour, you know, like almond flour, coconut flour, but, like...
Emma, look, I tried to tell you before, like, I dig you, but you downright just rude now because you pushing stuff on me, and that's not cool. That's not cool at all. Like, we're talking about my health.
Yeah, but this is, like, my dream, you know? And, like, I'm really good at freaking baking.
Okay, well, how about this? You guys go on a nice dinner date that we'll pay for. Emma, you see how Gene reacts to eating other stuff. Maybe instead of always pounding desserts, maybe, Gene, could you agree to perhaps... once or twice a month of putting your life in Emma's hands?
Man, I'm sorry, y'all. It's like, I can't do that.
You know what? Like, I don't need this sort of, like, backlash for my dreams. Like, I know there's going to be a guy out there who's willing to eat my pound cake, my cookies, and it's okay with me having chlamydia. So there.
There you go. Keep your head up.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right, listen. John, you're going to meet John tomorrow. And John does online dating, and he apparently in his profile he leaves out a small detail, but apparently it's a big detail, and you're going to find out what that is, and you're going to find out not to make the mistake that John made, or else you'll be talking to us. Second Date Update on the 10th tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.